I can't. Yes! Woo!
But yes! You can't or you can't?
I can't. I'm just too excited. I'm just going to explode.
Because it's Friday.
Yeah, week's over, man. Come on. We got 2 hours of normal crap, and then we play some loud music, and we go the hell home.
That is true.
I'm not sure what planet am I. What's up, dog?
Every Friday from 5 to 7, we do the All Request Fest.
Yeah, man.
And that's where we put it on you guys to be good.
Yeah, you come up with some good stuff, damn
right?
It. Yeah.
We're going to talk in the 4 o'clock hour about you got caught saying something bad based on an ESPN reporter who was just fired.
Oh.
Because somebody else's camera was rolling.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Not great.
F it. We'll do it live.
Yep. there's a cat. I don't know if you've seen this cat on the internet, but it's 40 pounds. Cats are, no. Yeah. Cats are supposed to be 8 to 10 pounds.
Yeah.
Average.
Yeah.
This cat's 40 pounds.
Wow. I will eat you.
Its name is Fatches, and it just got.
Fatches.
No, I'm sorry. It's Patches.
Fatches.
Fatches is my name.
That's awesome.
And it's been adopted.
Oh, nice.
It's a nice story.
So you put him on a diet?
Yep. They checked out the cat in its entirety, and they're like, there's nothing wrong with the cat.
Cat's just got a good appetite.
Except for food and exercise.
Right.
That's it. So they're like, all right, well, we'll take
meow
on your job.
Meow.
Right.
You are my tender vittles.
And the best thing to happen in golf is next.
Oh, sweet.
Not a big golf fan watching on TV.
Boy, do I. We know people who love to be out there.
To play it.
Yep.
Love to watch it.
They're good at it.
I got nothing. I got nothing for golf.
A good walk ruined. Ooh. I have something I like to do past golf courses. I'll tell you in a little while about it, by the way. Never actually done it, but it's loads of fun. I'll tell you about it.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I like that he's taking personal responsibility in that song. I love that song. It's one of my favorites from Zep, which is hard to say. Hard to narrow
it
down.
Hard to pick.
But he's like, you know, yeah, I screwed up. So what?
Listen, I know a lot of people love golf. I get that.
Yeah, they sure do.
A lot of my friends.
Yep. You know what? I haven't done it yet. I have the plan to. I have an air horn in the car ready to go every time I'm driving past a golf course and I see someone just about to take that hit.
That's
pretty
great. It
would just be hilarious.
You should carry an air horn around
with
you.
That's
what
I'm saying.
Fun. Yeah, that's great.
Everybody should.
That's great fun.
Yeah, you have your air horn, right?
When I golf with my brother.
You do actually sometimes go out there, huh?
Occasionally, because it's good to be outside, but neither of us take it seriously.
And then,
so just before he hits, like, I'll throw a tee and knock the ball off of his tee or whatever. We just mess with
brothers.
Each other. But that's the problem, is it's taken so seriously.
Oh, yeah.
That is just dull.
I guess it's
dull.
So you must be like digging up the course, like every time you miss the ball,
I'll give you a perfect example. I was off the green and about, I don't know, 40 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother was holding the pin.
Right.
Yeah. So he's holding the pin and I hit it right at the pin and I go, did it go in? Is it possible that went in? And he just smiled and then walked all the way across the green and put it in the hole.
Bastard! Bastard!
Which is great.
That is awesome.
This is George Carlin talking about golfing.
Boring game. Boring game for boring people. You ever watch golf on television? It's like watching flies f***. and a mindless game. Mindless. Think of the intellect it must take to draw pleasure from this activity. Hitting a ball with a crooked stick, and then walking after it. And then hitting it again. I say, pick it up, asshole. You're lucky you found the f***ing thing. Put it in your pocket and go the f*** home. You're a winner. You're a winner.
So I say all that to say this. The Mexico Open was going on.
Okay.
And there's a video on the internet, and the picture is just people laying down on the green.
What?
Laying
Why?
Down.
Why?
Forget, this was the sixth hardest hole. Uh-oh. What's happening here? What was that?
No, get down.
They're being swarmed right now with bees.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
I'm lucky.
No.
I'm about 150 yards away.
Wow.
All the players.
I've never seen this before. Slow motion as these guys hit the ground because it's hilarious and they're laughing
Why
at it.
Why are they thinking that laying on the ground flat is going to make the bees go away?
I don't know. Apparently it was a, it doesn't look like it in the video, but the way they're talking about it, it was like a wall of bees.
Like a whole cloud.
Yeah.
Like Irwin Allen would be like,
so
yeah.
Where are they supposed to go exactly?
Right?
To
water,
the ground.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
That's the most unusual thing I've ever seen on the golf course. Everybody just hit the deck.
Wow.
It's like a fog of bees that just blew through.
Wow.
Now where are they going?
It's that swarm of killer bees that we've been waiting
That's
for
fantastic.
Since the 1970s.
That's the best thing to ever happen to golf.
Did you know it is now illegal to listen to that song in Florida? It goes against their transgender laws, I guess, or whatever.
Is that a joke?
Yeah, no, it's true. You can't.
You're such a liar.
Can't listen to that song. You'll be arrested.
You're hilarious. I have a story about a 40-pound cat.
That is too big a cat. 40 pounds?
40.
Wow.
Yes.
My cat was super, super thin last several years of his life. He was like maybe 7 pounds.
Yeah.
Tiny,
they say
tiny.
The average is 8 to 10.
Sure.
I don't know because I'm not really a cat person.
No, you love cats.
I don't love meet
you
the
like
cats.
You have like 15 cats at home?
I don't. No, I really don't. 40-pound cat Patches. His name is Patches. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, but you call him.
Patches. He finds a home.
Oh, I hope it's in a like a grocery store.
Fetches got adopted.
Good for Fetches.
Listen to this.
No wonder the cat bought my cow.
Woo! Yes, this is Fetches.
Hey, I love her. There she is. She's our homie.
That's our favorite CNN reporter, Jeannie Mose, who tries her best
she
to
does.
Work in puns, and
yep.
she really is out of her league.
She's the pun master general.
She's awful.
But she always fails.
No wonder the cat got my tongue.
Oh, see, there you go. Right out the door.
Right out the door.
Gate. Whatever.
Not
yes.
good.
This is Patches.
The nearly 40-pound cat
Woo.
Just got a new owner, and together they're going on a weight loss program.
By the way, the woman, I don't know, she looks 45-ish.
Yeah.
And doesn't need to lose any weight.
Oh, really?
Maybe.
I mean, you know, I
got
to
get in better shape.
Sure.
But not like Patches.
This is kind of a good idea, Patches. That's kind of a good idea, I have to say. If you're going to try and, you know, you get your cat to lose some weight.
Sure, do it together.
Drop some pounds.
Yeah.
Well, we're
going
to do it together.
Patches was surrendered by his previous owner to Richmond, Virginia Animal Care and Control.
Here, take this fat cat. He's eating me out of house and home.
The biggest cat the shelter ever encountered. They put him up for adoption, describing his body as gloriously gluttonous.
That's
All right,
hilarious.
Yeah, they're funny. The
gloriously gluttonous is a great way to describe this cat.
Yeah, the ones who are actually trying to adopt the cat out, they're good.
They're good,
they
yeah.
should.
Oh,
well.
Kay Ford won the right to take Patches home. It took two to carry his cage.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Patch is very, very heavy. It took two people.
Is he heavy on your lap?
The blood circulation hasn't been cut off yet.
Others have created memes like the Meowna Lisa.
All right, so it's Mona Lisa holding the cat.
Right.
And like...
And like she's like...
struggling.
Can't. Right.
Yes.
After the first week, Kay and Patches had bonded. So what if he can't fit through the door to the cat bed? He will eventually...
It's okay, honey. I'm not laughing at you.
Oh. I beg to differ.
Yeah.
When you see Patches, try to get through. You know, there's little scratch.
Yeah,
towers,
Yeah.
And they have a little hole in the bottom.
Yep. And they're usually pretty big. Like
yeah.
you know, they're a fair
yeah.
size hole.
Patches can't get his head through.
Patches can't get through.
Right.
The first stop in Operation Lose Weight was a trip to the vet. Patches is already slimming down.
38.8. Okay. That's awesome.
Wow.
All right.
A pound and a quarter or whatever right out the gate. Damn.
Tests indicate there's nothing wrong that diet and exercise won't fix. The cat weighs 5 times more than Kay's Yorkshire Terrier.
She's got a tiny little dog that's just like running around next to a lion.
And Patches is like, I'm going to eat that dog.
When it comes to weight loss goals, let's say a year from now, someone says to you, what's new, pussycat? What do you hope to be able to say?
I love that.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, my God.
That's Jeannie Mose's idea of a joke.
She goes. She's off on
She's
a
She's not
tangent.
Done.
For Patches,
a 20-pound weight loss And I would certainly like to say the same.
Which would make her a copycat.
Yep.
Genie.
Yep.
Genie.
Whoa.
Genie Most. CNN, New York.
She's the best. She's the best.
Stop it, Genie.
meow.
America. Hey, you having a, what are you smoking Stuart over there?
Is he's in here inhaling the marker.
What is it?
You know, you
oh, it's a marker.
Can't smoke
marker,
in here, yeah. And I can't huff or anything, but these markers, these Sharpies.
Hey, don't booger at the Sharpie.
Would it set off, like, if you were just doing vape in here, would it set off the fire alarm?
If you vape in here, you'll set off the fire alarm. And, you know, it's not the 80s anymore, so I don't
sure isn't.
Do you remember sitting around smoking on the air all the time? Were you a smoker on the air? You'd sit in the studio and smoke?
No, but we would get away with smoking dope at KNAC all the time.
Yeah, sure.
No, I get jealous with like, when you hear about the KMET days and they had that special room. In between, like, the engineer, because the engineer would put the records, and the DJ was in a different room. And in between those two rooms, they had another room. And, like, they'd go in there and do line smoke, dope, like, whatever.
That was the drug room.
Yeah, the drug room. That's what it was.
I know when they took out the old K-Rock board, apparently there was a hell of a lot of coke from the, when they moved him over to Burbank. Yeah,
just that's baby powder.
I'm sure.
I mean, baby powder. That's what I meant.
Listen, radio attracts a certain breed of person.
It seems to.
And then us.
Sure. Right, right.
You know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Bringing up the
not us.
Excuse me?
Never me.
How dare you, sir?
Listen, I have some tweets that are quite funny from parents.
Wow, that's
tweets
from
parents.
Oh, no. Actual tweets from the parents.
Yes.
Oh, no.
My five-year-old, the dad says, my five-year-old just caught me sneaking a cookie before dinner, and she said if I share it with her, she won't tell mom.
Wow.
I don't know whether to be frightened or impressed.
Impressed. 100%.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Teaching my eight-year-old responsibility by having him pick up dog poop, but now he thinks poop in bags is fun, and we should do it with our poop.
Show him a lighter.
And this lesson has gone off the rails quickly. Another parent tweet, I couldn't find the Nutella, so I asked my son if he had seen it. He brought it to school. It's in his locker.
Oh.
He said it's there for emergencies.
That's my kind of kid.
Same. This dude just introduced himself on a work call and said that he had a 30-month-old, so we're not going to be friends.
Good.
Wow.
Good.
Yeah, where's the cutoff on that? I mean, I can see 6-month, 8-month,
I mean,
8-year-old.
18.
Usually it's a year.
It's 18.
Yeah. 18 you can get away with.
As soon as you go into 19,
30-month-old.
Good.
What would that be? What would that make you, Stuart? How many months have you been
4,700-month-old. Nice to meet you.
This is from Mediocre Mom. If you're wondering if parenting is for you, my five-year-old woke me up at 5 a.m. this morning in a panic because his fish wasn't blinking.
Oh, great.
Whenever my friends with toddlers are like, my child will remember this special trip or moment or person forever, I'm thinking in my head, they will not. Your child will remember precisely one thing from before they were four, and that will be the time they puked on their friend in daycare.
Because it was hilarious.
Yes. And finally, kids at bedtime are like Cocaine Bear. And in the morning, like sloths on melatonin.
Those are good tweets.
They are good tweets, yes. That doesn't sound like a guitar at all.
Oh, yeah, that was the original recording.
Huh.
You have to listen closely to hear that.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
All request fest. If you want to hear something really loud and insane, call us at 5 and we'll be trying to dig it out and throw it on. Doesn't matter what it is.
Every other day we do Gimme 5, but on Fridays from 5 to 7 we do an all request fest.
Think of it as a party train, man.
You can think of it that way, absolutely.
Why not?
You know how we all talk about each other? We always talk S about each other?
Everyone I know, especially in this business, has the most foul mouth and always talks crap.
Yes.
Just kidding, mostly.
For the most part.
Not always.
Not always,
but
though.
They'll let fly with whatever they think.
Yes.
Yes.
It's embarrassing when that person overhears it.
It is.
When that person actually hears what you're saying.
And, of course, we have stories.
Yes.
But I'm not going to. I don't think
we're
going to
ask for yours.
Yes, we want yours.
Your story of you were bad-mouthing someone and they heard you.
One of them got left on a voicemail I know over at the other place.
Oh, yeah.
And the person heard it and was so upset.
Yep.
And it was hilarious.
It was quite good. This is an ex-ESPN reporter named Marley Rivera.
Okay.
And she was at Yankee Stadium, mm-hmm. and she was waiting to get an interview with Aaron Judge, who's their star.
Okay, right.
So she's standing there, and this other person comes in trying to get an interview, a female journalist that's an independent.
Trying to usurp her place in line.
Trying to weasel her way in.
Right. Get out of here.
And ESPN reporter Marley Rivera was caught on the other person's camera saying this to the reporter.
What a
effing C.
Big deal. I mean, what? So that's, you know.
ESPN fired her.
Oh, come on. Are you serious?
Yep.
Why? That's ridiculous.
I don't know. Maybe they had other things, reasons. Okay. I don't know.
Maybe this is her 57th strike or
could
something.
Could be.
Because, I mean, there is nobody in this business that doesn't talk that way.
Right.
Nobody.
Agreed.
If you own one of these.
The problem is, if somebody else is listening.
So what?
Who you're talking
part
to.
Part of the business. We've all been talked about that way. We've all heard it.
That is true.
We've all said
We've all been called that.
Yeah.
An effing C. We've all been called it.
Wow. That's
so we want to take calls at 818-955-KLOS. The person you were bad-mouthing heard you.
Oh, yeah.
They actually heard you. Your dad was behind you. You've seen that in movies a thousand times. It happened in life all the time.
He's standing behind me, isn't he?
Yeah. Yes, that line is perfect.
It is.
Or a teacher that you didn't think was there.
Oh.
We had a teacher that was a little person.
Mm-hmm.
And we went in to shop class one day and he wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, hey, are you here? And we started like looking under a book on the floor, like being ridiculous. Like, are you under the pencil?
Because you're like in high school or whatever.
Yes. Yeah, we were maybe freshmen in high school.
Right.
And he said, yeah, I'm just sitting right here.
And
we just couldn't see him behind the desk.
Damn.
He was sitting with his feet up and none of us saw him. So the person that you were bad-mouthing heard you bad-mouthing.
You're having a go. You're having a laugh. Maybe they took it too seriously. Maybe they didn't.
818-955-KLOS. We're talking about the person that you're bad-mouthing hears you bad-mouthing them.
I mean, you know, that's happened to everybody, but this ESPN thing is crazy.
ESPN reporter Marley Rivera called another reporter this.
Oh, what a
effing C. And she got fired from ESPN.
That's way too rough. Unless there's mitigating circumstances.
Unless there's other stuff going on.
Big
who knows?
Deal. I mean, it's sports.
She had a role as a national baseball reporter.
Wow, that's a bummer, man.
Yeah. So,
we feel for you.
So we're talking about the topic is the person you were bad-mouthing heard you. You have a story like that?
Yeah, I wanted to tell my story about getting caught talking trash about my
Do
mom.
Do it. Yeah.
So you're talking about your mom.
My mom.
Oh, your boss.
Oh, your boss.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
I misheard.
Go ahead.
I walked into work at a restaurant. It was super busy. The place was a mess. My section of tables were dirty, and our boss had been a real jerk at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And food was ready for one of my tables, went to take it out. One of my coworkers was like, do you want to help me? I was like, no, just give it to me. I don't want to hear David's bullshit today. And then I heard his knees jingling, which he always does. And I was like, oh, my God. And he heard what I said, and he's like, well, you can go home now if you want. I was like, no, I'm good. Thank you.
Ah, good. Good response. Like that's a good response.
That is a good response.
And did he roll with it then?
No, he pretty much hated me for about 4 months after that.
Boom.
And then I just started talking trash to him, and he started to love me again. So.
He needs the abuse. That's what it is.
It is. He loves me. He honestly does.
I have a scary noise for you. Are you ready?
I am.
Listen closely. Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
You still want to hear a story where I got caught?
Yep.
You got caught bad-mouthing someone.
Well, fourth grade, and I was kind of like the kid you didn't want to dare to do stuff because I would do it.
Right.
And we had, for reading class, the most beautiful teacher ever. Every fifth grader's dream. But Playboy, centerfold. Well, I was dared to look up her skirt.
Oh, man.
Well, I had to wait till she was walking through the desk. So I stood up, dropped my pencil, and looked up that skirt. And
saw a penis.
It was a garter belt, and I'd never seen a garter belt. I froze. I froze like a deer in the headlights. And then she looked down at me, grabbed me by my ear, and pulled clear to the principal's office.
Oh, my God. The whole way there.
Wow.
You deserved it.
Absolutely true.
But was it worth it seeing the garter belt and what have you?
Yeah.
Good answer. Number one answer. Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin. This is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin. This
Kevin
is Kevin.
V. Kevin.
Longtime listener. Hey. So I was having one of these one-sided conversations with my ex-wife,
mm-hmm.
where I'm never right, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the conversation, she hung up on me. So I yelled into the phone,
uh-oh.
You effing...
Right.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I'm still here.
Oh!
Why did you think she hung up?
I'm like, oh, I thought you hung up on me like you normally do. No, I'm still here.
That is hilarious. Are you still with her?
Oh, hell no. I still pay her, but I'm not with her.
Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
The person you were bad-mouthing heard you.
We got to dedicate that one to the caller a few minutes ago who was hot for his fifth grade teacher.
Yeah.
He was really hot for his fifth grade teacher.
We're talking about the person you were bad-mouthing heard you. KLOS, hello.
Yeah. It was my sister-in-law. I was visiting my little brother in Texas, and I was telling a friend of mine on the phone that she was being mean and that she had IBS. Irritable bitch syndrome.
You said that out loud?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the walls are paper thin, and my little brother yells out, "We can hear you!"
Oh, man. Wow.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah.
Was bad.
That's great.
So did you just head on out to the local Motel 6 and spend the night there? Or?
Needless to say, I haven't been back like in 7 years, so.
Well done.
Oh, come on, man. It was a joke.
Right.
Man. It was just a little IBS humor.
Well, she was being mean, man.
Now you're whining.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. We're talking about the person that you were bad-mouthing heard you.
Well, I was the person that was bad-mouthed, and I heard it.
Oh, what? Let's hear it.
Yeah, I was wondering if any of those would come in.
Well, my wife is always telling me, oh, I love you. I'll never say anything bad about you, blah, 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 blah. And I'm going, yeah, okay. So I called her at work and kind of had a heated conversation about things, and then I said bye, and she thought I hung up, and she turned to her a coworker and really, oh, he's such an asshole.
Wow. Oh.
He's such a jerk, a big mouth, he's always right.
Dang. You know, I mean, I think as a teenager, I used to do that because I was always on the phone and I would, you know, pretend like I hung up or whatever and then kind of listen. But that's a dangerous thing to do. You're just inviting that.
You really are. Yeah.
I brought it up when she got home, and I've been capitalizing on it ever since.
Excellent. Excellent fuel.
Yeah. Remember the time you dogged me out?
No, I don't remember that time. I don't remember it at all.
That's good forever.
How many other times did you raw dog me?
I think we have time for one more call, but in a second, we're going to start doing the All Request Fest.
Oh, that's my favorite, man.
Every Friday from 5 to 7, we take requests, whatever you want to hear, even if we don't normally play it.
Yeah, if it's going to get your weekend going, we'll try and dig it out.
Don't call us with soft stuff.
No, it's going to be loud. That. Loud!
Right. And we'll take your calls in a second. We have time for one more on the topic of the person you were bad-mouthing heard you.
I was at work and... You know, of course, this certain person, every time I call, he never answers me. So I called him, and he didn't answer. So as I hung up, I'm like, this mother, right?
Oh.
So I realized I didn't hang up the phone right.
Oh.
And it was this damn voicemail.
Oh!
I was like, oh,
that
you
hurts.
Left him a surprise little message.
That was bad. Yeah.
Did he confront you about it at some point?
What happened because of it?
He didn't. I was like, I was really scared, but actually he didn't. So I don't even think it even went through.
Wow, you're lucky.
But those first few seconds, that little stab that you feel like,
that's fantastic.
Wow, that song, The Pretty Reckless, landed on KLOS right in the heart of lockdown. So we're not drive on the streets to get here, and there were three people out.
Oh, man.
Just blasting that
song. It's a terrible time to try and start a career in music.
No kidding. All right, so it's time.
It is time.
Shall we?
It's the All Request Fest.
Yeah. How are you going to get your weekend started? What song do you have to hear loudly to get your weekend started?
It's not necessarily something that we play all the time.
Yeah. 818-955-KLOS, or you can hit us up on Twitter.
At Kevin and Sligo.
Start off with Motorhead, shall we? It's Ace of Spades on KLOS. That should kick your Friday in the ass.
Right? 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, Kevin and Sligo's All Request Fest. As soon as we said, even if we don't play it normally.
Right.
Drake Reynolds said, play something by Ween. That's a real song. 1993.
They have a song called Poop Ship Destroyer that I love.
This is featured on Beavis and Butthead.
Ween.
He said in an interview that he did it on purpose, that he made it as annoying as possible.
Well, success!
Yeah.
And it's just sort of gets stuck in your head.
Well done.
And we'll play it. We can find it. You want to hear it? Madeline Parr said, hey, how about Bon Jovi? Bad Medicine on KLOS. Hold on a second. I got to find this little piece of paper that has important information for the survival of mankind. Oh, here it is. Win a 2023 Corvette C8 or up to $100,000 at Yamaba Resort and Casino at San Manuel in May. Details are at yamaba.com. You've got to be 21. Please, and gamble responsibly. It's the All Request Fest. They're bringing it to you. And who's this for?
Amluck on Twitter wants to hear Rope by Foo Fighters.
And we are at Kevin and Sluggo.
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing, guys?
We're good. It's our All Request Fest. What do you got for it?
I'd like to hear a song by Jimi Hendrix, Dolly Dagger.
Oh, nice. Anytime you ask for Hendrix, I'm on board.
Thank you, guys.
Jimi Hendrix there, Dolly Dagger. And there was something I really wanted to tell everyone about that our pal JD is going to be doing this weekend.
All right.
Not only is he going to be playing themes every single hour, he's got some tickets to give away. In fact, here, just listen to this important message.
Hey!
Hey!
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Happy Friday.
Thank you. Friday. Woo!
Woo! Oh, my God, you guys.
Hey, how about some Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Which one?
What's your name?
Doug the Slug, Slug Sadie's Benz, Baron Von Slug, Thurston Howell the Monster. What's your name?
This is Tony from Riverside.
The Request Fest, because it's Friday. And even if we don't usually throw it on, we can find it, we'll throw it on. Who's
correct.
This for?
This is for Brandon Speakman on Twitter.
Brandon Speakman on Twitter, thanks for hitting us up. We are at Kevin and Slugger. The live version of that in Erg Music War is amazing. Oingo Boingo, who was that for?
That was for Brandon Speakman.
And you can win a 2023 Corvette C8 or up to $100,000 at Yamaha Resort and Casino at San Manuel in May. Details are at yamaha.com. You got to be 21 or older. Please gamble responsibly. They are bringing you this, the All Request Fest. Hello.
Hello. How are you guys this weekend?
We are doing great. It's our All Request Fest. Can we play something for you?
I want it all, and I want it now.
I think that's fair. All right, who are you?
Adam from Buena Park.
Adam, you can have it.
All. Just sign here and sign here, and we'll need a blood sample here.
I know better than to sign anything Sluggo puts in front of me.
Excellent.
You're a wise man.
Hey, this is Angel. Let's do a request. Kickstart my heart, Molly Crew,
Offspring, who is that for? They hit us up on Twitter, right?
That was for Kirk. Anything from the Offspring would be great.
You know, Noodles is actually hanging out with our pal Cat right this second. If you happen to have a satellite of love, perhaps you would want to, you know where she lands sometimes. They're doing something live right now, and it's from her house, actually.
So you're publicizing
something else.
Something else.
I don't know what you're talking about. But there you go, Kirk. And see what Noodles is up to with our pal Cat. It's April Wine by request. This also came from at Kevin and Sluggo, right?
Yes.
Hit us up there if you want to hear something today.
April Wine, I Want to Rock. That is for B. Nelson in Seattle, who says, okay, so you won't play ABBA, but you'll play Push the Little Daisies by Ween? They're my favorite group of all time. I'm serious. I've got a tattoo.
Wow. Really? A Ween tattoo?
A Ween tattoo.
That is some serious devotion. We should do a call-in topic. The weirdest.
I love it.
One of these days.
The more obscure
too.
Bands, the better.
Yeah. Hey, you can win a 2023 Corvette C8 or up to $100,000 at Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel in May. Details are at yamava.com. You got to be 21 or older. Please gamble responsibly. It is the All Request Fest.
Hello, KLOS.
It's friggin' Friday. Woo! Let's have some balls to the wall.
Accept it.
Accept it.
Accept it.
Accept it, please.
Who are you?
I'm Marty from Tarzan. You guys rock.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi there.
What's going on, guys? Happy Friday.
Yeah. Woo.
This would be up Sluggles alley here. How about some Cult?
Nice. Anything in particular? Absolutely.
She sells Sanctuary. How about that one?
That is a fine suggestion.
Remember when they came in?
Shut up.
How dare I go to Hawaii and miss it? I can't believe it.
Maybe Sluggo's favorite band, and they came in when he was gone.
Typical. That's a special request for J. Elvis Squeezebox. And this is the All Request Fest. You can win a 2023 Corvette C8 or up to $100,000 at Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel in the month of May. Details are at yamava.com. You got to be 21 or older. And they are the ones who are bringing all of this to you. Please gamble responsibly.
It is our All Request Fest, KLOS.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Friday.
Doing our All Request Fest.
What's going on?
Our All Request Fest.
I believe
fest
we just covered that, sir.
Going on, yes.
I dropped the phone and I had to recover.
Okay. Hilarious.
You're drunk already, yeah!
Not at all. But fire. I did get into the car earlier, and what do I hear? I'm like, oh, I know you guys are doing your Request Fest. I get into the car and I hear Ween, and I'm like, what?
Push the little daisies.
That is one of the weirdest songs ever.
It's awful. I could have sworn Kevin and Bean back in the day made fun of that.
No,
we loved it.
They wouldn't have done that. How dare they?
We loved it played it.
Oh, there you go.
As well.
Awful. I said, what crackhead suggested this song?
All right, well, now it's our turn to judge your taste. What do you want to hear, man?
How about Rival Sons, the first one, the music video. He has glitter all over his face. Open my eyes.
Are you going to go see them? You know, they're going to be doing a show at the Viper Room.
On Wednesday.
Yeah, Matt Pinfield, and he's going to sit and chat with them, and you can get in for free, man. It's this coming Wednesday. Anybody that shows up.
I got the email, yeah.
Nice. So you're going to be able to go?
Yeah. I'm trying to. I work.
Blow off work, man. Yes. Blow off work. This is far more important.
Yeah, that's
Rival Sons. This coming Wednesday.
Yeah.
All right, man. Open my eyes. You got it. Rival Sons.
Thanks, guys.
All right, man. See you there on Wednesday with Matt Pinfield. There's going to be trouble. Yeah. Hey, you kids, quit running with that devil. You guys, sit down. You're gonna hurt yourselves.
Somebody's gonna poke an eye out.
You're gonna hurt that devil. Aw.
It's our old Request Fest. We got a tweet from Jerry M. that just says, Tool, period, stink fist.
Ted, listening to us online in Phoenix, Arizona, wanted to hear Fee and Co. You can always listen at 95.5KLOS.com anywhere in these United States of America.
It is time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. A 40-pound cat.
Wow.
Named Patches.
Wow. Fatches.
Fatches. Got adopted and is on a bit of a diet.
Oh, good kitty.
And the topic, somebody overheard you badmouthing them. Almost all the calls were from people badmouthing their bosses at work.
You're our people. You're our people. Kind of people.
Oh, I wanted to say something before we go. Do you mind?
No, please.
Suck my tongue.
All right, I'm off to pet my giant fat kitty and suck its tongue. This is getting weird.
Whoa.
I'm
going to
drop. Nope, I don't want any of this. So I guess I'll see you on Monday.
Yeah, see you on Monday.
Oh, by the way, that's when it's going to be worth $16,000. No, that's on Tuesday.
That's on Tuesday. Well done.
You know what, man? It's the weekend. And oh, yeah, by the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Two former Beatles were on NBC TV on this day in rock in 1975. Ringo Starr was on the Smothers Brothers. And later that night, John Lennon was on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. After the Byrds played the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville back in 1968, no rock band played the Grand Ole Opry until this day in rock in 1976 when Bruce Springsteen and his E Street Band took the stage. When was the last time you saw the movie FM with the Steely Dan title theme song, No Static at All, FM? It was released on this day in rock in 1978.